With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Get ready for jam-packed airports as holiday travelers head to their Thanksgiving destinations.
Most holiday travelers are heading to their destinations by car, according to AAA. For those who are getting on a plane, they may be delayed by airline staffing shortages. There's an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers that's expected to last for years. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker said last week that staff will have to slow air traffic as needed. The TSA expects to screen more than 18 million travelers at U.S. airports between today and next Monday. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli strikes have hit Beirut's southern suburbs. That's ahead of a meeting with Israel's security cabinet to discuss a 60-day ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The airstrikes came shortly after the Israeli military issued evacuation warnings for several buildings. A deal drafted by the U.S. is expected to be approved by the Israeli Security Cabinet. Lebanon has already demonstrated its support. The proposal includes a 60-day ceasefire that will see the withdrawal of Israeli troops from the south of the country and the removal of Hezbollah fighters and weapons from the area. Thousands of Lebanese troops will be deployed and an international committee will monitor its implementation.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega. A judge rejecting a request to block a San Jose women's volleyball team member from playing in a conference tournament on grounds that the player is transgender. That ruling by U.S. Magistrate Judge S. Cato Cruz in Denver. The women players had argued that letting that player to compete poses a safety risk and is unfair. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 99 points, but the NASDAQ composite is ahead 96. This is SRN News. Cuba is persecuting Christians.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire school district officials are defending their decision to punish two parents for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing on a girls' soccer team. Kyle Fellers and Anthony Foote sued the Bow School District after being banned from school grounds. The judge is deciding whether the plaintiffs should be allowed to wear the wristbands and carry signs at upcoming school events while that case proceeds. This is SRN News. The president of the Philippines says he will fight his vice president's criminal plot to have him killed.
Philippine authorities have handed a subpoena to Vice President Sara Duterte's office, inviting her to answer investigators' questions after she publicly threatened to have the president assassinated if she were killed in an unspecified plot herself. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. described her threat as a criminal plot and vows to uphold the rule of law. The police and the military immediately boosted Marcos's security. Duterte said her remarks were not a threat, but an expression of concern over her own safety. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strong earthquake has struck Japan's north-central region of Noto that's still recovering from a deadly quake early this year. The Japan Meteorological Agency says that magnitude 6.4 quake struck late Tuesday off the western coast of Noto Peninsula. More details at srnnews.com.